Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Good. How come you didn't call?
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to introduce to you Phenomenally Speaking with international best-selling author Valerie Fox. Listen to conversations with awe-inspiring guests who have accomplished extraordinary things. Artists, authors, writers, playwrights, directors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and more. Listen in as they share their journey and encourage you to share yours. Learn how to live your life phenomenally speaking.
Good afternoon. My name is Valerie Fox, and I am coming to you live from Phenomenally Speaking Studios right here in Boston. I am very excited today because I have a very interesting guest behind right now. He's one of the city's most accomplished entertainers and singers. He has built his career and living his dream. And so I'd like to introduce him to you. His name is Chops Turner. Chops, are you on the line?
Oh, yes, I am.
Great. Listen, I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm excited as well, Valerie.
So how you doing on this beautiful, sunshiny Saturday afternoon?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to gear up for the show tonight and tomorrow night, getting my song selections down and get ready for tomorrow. I mean, tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, I noticed that you're performing tomorrow. Tonight, too?
Oh, yeah, tonight, too, with the group Tribeca in Rhode Island. Tonight we're performing. All the original members of the group are getting together tonight and doing the show tonight.
Oh, great.
See, it's going to be pretty good, I guess.
I think it will be. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to get a little bit of before we, and then at the end of the conversation, we'll have an opportunity to for you to share what's new, what's next, and what's happening with you. Okay. All right. So, can you just tell us a little bit about you, the person? Where were you born, and a little when you got started with good things?
Oh man, yes. Oh man, born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island. Providence, I was born and raised there. I reside in New Bedford, Mass. Great city, great people, great fan base here. I started real young when the Jackson 5 was started, you know, watching Jackie Wilson, B.B. King, some of the jazz, Thelonious Monk, listening to those guys, and James Brown and Sinatra, Elvis, you know, wanting to do that, you know, wanted to be like them guys, you know, and also some of the New England pioneers who came out of here, like Jeffrey Osborne and the Tavares and Aerosmith. I didn't know Aerosmith at the time, but they all come out of the same area, man. I admire those guys who were able to go to the next level of entertainment. That's my goal, you know. I don't tell many people that because, you know, you get a lot of people who don't can't see that vision.
Right. That's so true.
Right.
So you've been at it for over 40 years, I think?
Yeah, a long time. You think back, it's almost, going on, 45 years or longer. I started real young and it was always my ambition to be a singer. But I got into, you know, sports, you know, I'm a good singer, but a great football player too. I love playing football. That was my sport. Then played basketball, got into sports, you know, because I used to watch Marvin Barnes God rest his soul, who came out of Rhode Island, who was a great superstar, ended up going to the pros, you know, playing professional basketball, and I was to follow him around, you know, and watch him, and that made me wanted to aspire to do great things, you know.
Well, I think you are doing great things, and you are doing great things for the music industry, and I'm sure you're inspiring lots of young people on your journey as well.
Thank you.
So I noticed that in 2010 you recorded a song called Champion. Can you tell us what inspired that song?
Well, you know, it was by that song. I'm glad you asked me, because I'm going to give him a shout-out right now. Because it was Dougie Pendarvis, the boxing promoter from Boston, my man Dougie. Dougie Pendarvis. Because he wanted me to write a song about him. And then I said, man, I couldn't find a hook to write about him. So then I started listening to The Greatest Love of All and Mariah Carey's song, A Hero. And that's when it started coming to me. You know, and, you know, people didn't I thought about myself at one point, I didn't believe in myself. So that's why I created Champion, you know, one who wants to be a champion, aspire to be great. A lot of it's spiritual too. You know, how the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. One, believing in God and believing in itself, you know. So that's how the song came about.
Well, that's great. I'm glad. I love that song. I continue to play that because it is a very inspirational song.
Thank you.
I could see that being used for a lot of things, for a lot of different people and organizations as well.
Exactly.
So let me talk a little bit about another song that you put together. A few years ago, you sang a Christmas tune, Tell Everybody It's Christmas. Now, that was written by renowned Maurice Starr?
Yeah, Maurice, yeah. You know, I was in Maurice Starr before I sang it. Way after I was in your mom's show many years ago. Maurice... And I go back over 40 years. I was in the show at the William Trotter School in Boston, where New Edition was started there. I was one of the winners. I went from there to the Narcissus to the Civic Center, and I became one of the finalists in a big show. But you know, I never looked back. But Maurice, you know, he really, really successful. I never looked back. We kept on moving forward, doing your show, and then I met Mr. Green that came up there. He ended up producing me. We became real good music partners, and we worked on our own thing, and we never looked back. So after 45 years, Maurice gave me a call. After 40 years, man, he gave me a call, and we're back. You know, we got back together again, and he created that song, Tell Everybody It's Christmas. You know, that's how it came about.
That's fantastic. You know, you mentioned over 40 years, and you mentioned the Trotter.
Yeah.
Those two things are significant, and my mother and I, a company, you know, that we started with my family, Vincent, and my sister Vanessa.
Right.
So if we started Lincoln Fox Productions in 1977, so that was well over 40 years. And our show was actually at the Lee School, and then we did other shows at the Trotter. You know, we performed at the producer and the Boston Public Schools, and went on to where the place's favorite spots of yours was like New England Life Hall. You remember those days?
That's right. That's right. How can I forget that one?
I must add that we have some old video footage of you and your
youth. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, man. I must have been singing One in a Million, Just Be My Lady. I remember those songs.
Absolutely. We have being a part of your life and watching you succeed as a musician. It's a great human being altogether. So I'm going to fast forward. More current. You also did Hurry Back, and Before You Say Goodbye. These are a couple of singles, and they're available on Amazon. Can you tell us about those?
Well, you know, I wrote that song a while ago because I was inspired. I've heard he's still hot. Keith Sweat, and we came up with an arrangement with the Keith Sweat sound with the Charles Turner vocals on top. So that's how we created "Hurry Back, My Love Waits for You." "Hurry Back, My Love Is True," and then "Before You Say Goodbye." We're trying to do it like a Kenny Rogers tune, you know, showing the diversity of Charles, what Charles Turner could do with his voice. So we were trying to show that diversity, and that's how the songs came about.
Okay, now I noticed that you've sung at a variety of venues, like on cruise ships, at nightclubs and casinos. And
Oh, yeah.
You performed in Providence and Boston and on stages in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles as well.
Yeah.
Now, would you tell us about maybe one of the favorite venues that you performed at, if you could just pick, you know, not, you know, just one that you could share with us?
Okay. Well, you know, a prophet don't get his honor until he leaves home. So, my favorite venues are every venue is my favorite venue for me. I take nothing for granted. You go out there sing at, some of the small places I go to, they call them, they used to call it Chitlin Circle, but we call them dives, you know, but every club's important. Like I'm at Carnegie Hall. I take no prisoners, man. I go in there and do what I have to do and show that the gift that what God has put in me. But my favorite venue was, and the scariest one was the Apollo Theater in New York when it went up there. That reassured me that I had the gift to go far and beyond, you know, when I went to the Apollo in New York. That was the litmus test for me.
Yes. Well, that's great. You also have a catalog of more than 2,000 songs in different genres, ranging from swing and jazz, contemporary hip-hop. How do you stay so diversified? Do you think diversity and adapting to the different styles of music is important to a musician and entertainer?
Oh yeah, I think it's. I mean, it's like going into a supermarket. My illustration is going into a supermarket. You don't see one type of food; you see many different types, a variety of things. So that's the same thing I use as a philosophy in my music, because people want to put the stigma on R&B, like, you know, they say, you know, they classify it as a, as you see many black artists, they call them, you just sing R&B. No, they said it to, what's his name? I'm trying to think of his name. Ray Charles. But Ray Charles, they didn't want him to do Spanish. You had Jackie Wilson, who could sing the big band sound. He could do Danny Boy, which was an Irish song. And Aretha Franklin could sing everything, you know. So I admire that in a person, because you want to be an artist, man, that goes far and beyond, you know, people's expectation. It goes beyond color. It's about the universal language, man, you know, that goes beyond color. So that's why this lady came to see me one time at the bank. I used to go there all the time. She said, "What do you do?" I said, "I always see you here." I said, I'm a singer. So she came out to see me. She gave me a name, and I always – and she said, "You know what you are?" I said, "What's that?" She said, "You're a world-class singer and entertainer and vocalist." I said, "I'm going to use that, because it sets the tone. It says it all. There's no stereotype to that. You know, world-class, meaning you sing a whole bunch of things. You just don't do one type of music. I can sing it all. And I'm still developing and working it all. I went to New York, a lady named Ty Seen with Mr. Green. We stopped on the way. I was doing the whispers. She said, "Hold on, wait a minute, stop right there." She said, "You know what? Go home and learn to do it all." She said, "You got the voice to do it." And that's when I went home and started developing myself. I'm still developing myself, still working on it.
That's very important, and I'm glad to hear that you say you're still developing yourself, because don't want to get hooked in one genre and one style of singing and music and think that that's all it is. And
I think
that people that hear you sing and hear this interview are going to be inspired by the fact that you said you are still developing, even 40-plus years later. So,
yes, sir. You're right. I'm still developing. That's right. That's true. You're right.
You always evolve not only as a singer, but as a human being, learning new things and taking on new, we're going to say challenges. It's a challenge for me, but I love it. And I know I can do it now. I'm sure of myself. I don't think any less, and I don't think any more, of myself. But just staying confident and knowing what you could do, and having that vision to get to the next level of entertainment. What I mean by that is the next level of making money. I have to be honest, in the entertainment business, and that's what I'm after,
That's great.
And I'm gonna keep.
I've been doing a lot of research on you in preparation for this interview.
Yeah.
And one of the articles that was written by South Coast Today that they really, to have an extensive article written on you and all the things you do. You should be so proud of yourself. It's a huge marketing and promotional feature story focusing on you. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my goodness, they have everything here.
the guy who wrote the story is a good friend of mine that lived across the street from me. He used to hear me singing all the time. And we sat on the porch one day, actually, with that dude, and he heard me. I sung, but he was hearing from people, hey, that's Chops Turner. And he said, man, I got to do an article on you one time. He did the first article. But the second article, he already knew what the and he knew the history of myself. And he said, I got to do another article on you, and he did. I have a young man that's trying to get the champion to Ellen DeGeneres now because they think the song has that mass appeal. And we're still going to keep pushing it, even though it's been out. That song was a theme song for Deval Patrick, the first black governor there in Massachusetts. And he loved the song, that was his theme song, and we're going to keep pushing it until, God willing, until it becomes a hit song.
Funny that you should mention that, because that was going to be my next question. I was going to say that you said at the inauguration of Governor Deval Patrick, and that champion song is a champion in itself. So I hope that all the things that you're using that song for to promote it, and that it becomes a song that's listened to, globally, because it, as I mentioned earlier, it's a motivational and inspirational song. Congratulations to you for that. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your favorite style of singing. I read that your favorite style of singing is back era, like people like Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, Mel Torme.
Oh, yeah.
You're constantly listening to the radio to hear new stuff as well, like Bruno Mars and Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber.
Right.
That kind of highlights the fact that you spoke to earlier about having diversity and inclusion in music is very important and relevant to you staying current in today's industry and always willing to learn. Can you just tell us a little bit more about maybe some experience that you have had as an accomplished entertainer and musician?
Well, you go out in the audience, you read the crowd, you got young people out there, you get all walk the people. My crowd is more diverse. It's just that one specific crowd, like it's an R&B crowd. You got many people out there, so I have to be able to make those transitions. If I can get 95%, I don't want the battle. Because everybody's not gonna like. You gotta have some people that disagree with what you do sometimes. But main thing is reading that crowd and knowing what songs to. That's why they call me, I'm a lead singer, because I can not only just standing up there, you got to be able to read the crowd too and know what they want to hear and bring it to them. My thing is to appease the crowd and give them what they want to hear. And then, I can then I can do my own thing, put my original songs in between there, and then doing the Sinatra My Ways and the Tony Bennett's and the Perry Como's and the Kenny Rogers, you know, people are not expecting me to do. See, they're not expecting me to do that because they're looking at me, you know, the color thing. But I'm blessed to do that, and I'm trying to get better at it, you know, and to become more more diversified as I study these artists like Aretha Franklin, who did that, Sam Cooke, who did that, Jackie Wilson, who did that. Elvis did it. Frank Sinatra, they never sang their own song. They sang everybody else's song. So why can't Chop Stunner do it?
I have to chop that one too, because I know you can. When you're doing all different styles of music, what kind of band are you connected with?
Well, you know, I work with a lot of different bands, as you see, because I make a living at it. I'm able to, you know, I got my own Chops Turner band. I have my own original band. I'm in your city in Boston doing the blues and the jazz. Then we're doing the Top 40 stuff, and then we're doing the Motown stuff. I work with a group out of Boston, a group out of Plymouth now. They do 80s, man. I mean, do 80s music, and it's great to be able to do that. The stuff I like to do in the 80s, the Barry Whites and the disco type of tunes, and the Tavares and who else? Engelbert Humperdinck and all that stuff. I think it's a challenge. It's a great challenge, man. I'm glad I could do it. I just thank God for giving me the gift to do it, and I just want to get better doing it.
Do you ever have an opportunity to sing with other groups as well?
Oh yeah, I opened up for a lot of national groups. I'm with them all the time. I just got a call last night to go do a thing with Tony Wilson. You know Tony Wilson. He's from out of Chicago doing the James Brown James Brown Saved Boston. He's in town tonight. They're doing that thing April at one of the theaters there. So I have to give him a call later on to give him my confirmation on going on the show with him. And yeah, I open up. I do a lot of things with a lot of groups. I don't always have to sing lead. I can sing background too. You know, and it's not always about singing lead. I can sing background too. I do duets. I do the solos. I do the trios. I do the combos, and then I do the chops. The chops turning thing. You know, I'm happy I can do it though. I'm more overwhelmed that God has given me the gift to do it. That's the exciting part. You know, that's the exciting part.
So you're doing it your way, huh?
I'm doing it my way, exactly. Or taking you away on the highway, right? I watch these guys out here today. I don't want to be like the other guys, you know. I want to do something different, man. Everybody's doing the Bruno Mars stuff. When I'm out there, I want to shock the people, man. It's okay. They expect me to see Ave Maria. You know, the Italian song or the Japanese song. They ain't expecting me to sing the Broadway stuff. You know what I mean? Because they're looking at you as an R&B singer, you know? But that's what Aretha Franklin did. She could take it. She could go in there and take Pavarotti's spot. It takes talent to do that, man. It takes a gift from God to do that. And you see, if you show this award show, and she, what's his name? Clive Davis gave her the most compliment I ever heard. You know, she was the greatest, you know. And he told the young people to study her and see how she did it, you know.
Yeah.
And welcome her, you know what I mean, and understand how she did it. You know, she was diversified. He said there'll never be another Aretha Franklin. There'll never be another Nat King Cole. You know, these guys were, I mean, their diction, their execution, the way they sung, the way they did their thing, is, you know, and how they perform, you know, that all encompasses you as an artist, man. And that's what I want to be like, you know, and that's what I'm doing, you know, and I'm trying to get better at it, you know, I'm trying to get better at it, you know.
Well, That's great.
You know, you're going to have people. No, so you're going to have people that oppose that, but you got to look beyond that, you know.
I believe that too, because you want to inspire the masses of people, and when
right.
you mentioned the Aretha Franklin tribute, I mean that show was
yeah.
more than what people had expected it to be, in my opinion, because there was so much
yeah.
diversity from
exactly
from young people to older people singing all different
exactly
styles.
Exactly
Pardon?
Exactly.
Yeah. That was fantastic, and that
yeah.
that generations, it was a multi-generational show,
mm-hmm.
and it was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for highlighting that tribute to her as well.
Oh, yeah,
so,
Rita was excellent.
Mr. Chops Turner, how has an accomplished entertainer and musician changed your life?
Well, it changed my life. I mean, you know, Val, you got to be disciplined, man. You got to keep your vision alive. There's people that want to take you off your mark and take you off your spot. You stay disciplined, even though you got people who criticize. What do you call it? Constructive and unconstructive criticism. You keep moving on, man. You know, Mr. Green used to tell me. One of my managers said to me, and a mentor said, you know, it's like water on a duck's back, man. You shake it off and keep on moving. No matter what they say, keep going, man. Because if you don't believe in yourself, who will? You know? You know, you got to believe in yourself. That's why I said, no matter what people say, you'll make it anyway. That's why we say if. That's why I'm going to keep saying that's why I say if you believe, because it's a conditional. You have to believe it to achieve it, man. To be a champion, to be a winner, man. And not let people try to, like they do me. It ain't all been good. You got people who are haters out there, you know. But you gotta leave the sideline people on the sideline. Let them cheer you on as you're going up, as you elevate by the grace of God, you know.
Sure. That reminds me of an inspirational quote that I read. It goes like this: to accomplish great things, we must not only
right.
act, but also dream, not only plan,
right.
but also believe. And that was written by
That's
Anatole.
Right.
And so when you said that, you know, you have to keep that dream alive and you have to believe in yourself, because you may not have people who are encouraging you or have the vision
That's right.
of the dream, the gift that you were given. And when you unselfishly share that with others, it's fantastic. Did you want to make a comment to that?
It's funny because you say that, Val, because I'll be in Boston next week getting ready to come to Prince Hall pretty soon in October with the Chops Turner Band. And it's funny that you say that, because when I go up there, I say, wow, man, I'm by myself. Where's everybody else? I'm going by myself to negotiate. I realize I only have me. But not really. I mean, me as a singular, but also God. But I'm going, I mean, where's the, you know what I mean? Where's the, what's the name of a good friend of mine. We did shows together in Boston. What's his name? He passed away. Major Harris, the lead singer who sang Love Won't Let Me Wait. He said, you know, Chops, when success comes, don't expect to hit you with a bag of bricks. You're gonna walk right into it. I understand what he means now. I didn't understand that before. You know, you're gonna find yourself alone sometimes. You know, people, you know, don't believe until they see it. You know what I mean? You know, I got people coming to me saying, "Man, have you given up yet? You've been out there all these years. Giving up for what? Well, give up? No, I'll never give up, man. For what? You know,
right,
I'm working.
Right.
I'm doing what I love. I'm doing what I love to do. By the grace of God, you get reciprocated for what you do. I love the people. The people love me. I'm learning more to try to be an inspiration, using my music as an inspiration and to uplift people, man. Because, you know, people, you know, when you're in the club for 4 hours or whatever, 3 hours, you want to uplift them and try to, when I went to Chops Turner Band, when I'm at other bands, I have to follow suit, you know. I follow suit. Mm-hmm. So when I'm with my band, I try to uplift them and sing my own original songs. You know, I don't do it with my other groups because then you get jealousy when jealousy, people are jealous, you know, oh, he's singing his original song and all that stuff, you know. So I don't do that with other groups. I sing it with my own group when I do the Chops Turner thing. And that's when we do the Chops Turner songs, you know, the written songs by myself, you know.
You know, I was thinking about the lyrics that you actually have because you are truly a champion. You have lyrics that it says, look inside yourself and find your inner wealth. Reach for the sky. There's a champion inside you.
Right.
And when I think of those lyrics that you wrote, I definitely, and this conversation as well, I mean, we've known each other for a while, but to speak
a
to
long
you
time.
Today, find out all the things that you've been involved in. I mean, we thought you were a champion then. We still feel like you're a champion.
you got it doing your mom's show. What a beautiful person your mother, Miss Berlace Link. So, to me that was big. To me, I mean, I wasn't just starting out, but I was getting my recognition in Boston. Man, that was big to me, man. It still is big. It was a big thing to me, man. It was like me singing in at the Grammys. It was. I swear it was, to me, it was like, I mean, you all treat me like I was royalty. And that's the part, treating people like, you know, I mean, when you go out there and they treat you like, man, you're royalty. It's like, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yes,
it's
I
a beautiful,
do. We
beautiful
love
thing.
We love you and we follow you. I have my mother's She's listening in on the call in another room in the house.
Miss Bernice, I hope all is well. I miss you, love you. Man, we had some great times. I often sit back and think about those days too. I sit back and reminisce sometimes because that was my catapult. It stopped me out, man, in my career. Many people don't see it as a career. I don't care what they see. It's not important what they see. It's important what I see. You know, you think about it. It's important what I see and able to take it to the next level, you know, of entertainment. And that's what I'm trying to do, Val. That's why you see me so diversified. You know, they try to stop me in one area. I go to the other area. You know, I can laugh about it because it's true. You know, I'm just truly thankful and grateful. I've got a lot more work to do. I'm learning as I go on other shows, and I don't have to always be the lead singer. I do backup that way. I can also keep myself in the mix and learn things and elevate myself. Doing other things as well, background. There's many hats I could wear in the music business. There's not just one thing. I mean, just being a lead singer. You know, look at Luther. He sang backup for a long time with the Vandross. He sang backup for a long time before he became a lead singer. Yeah, he sang backup for a long time. But sometimes my voice is so big, you know, everybody says, oh, man, Chops blowing everybody out the water. And I don't mean to. It's just that my voice is strong, you know.
Yeah.
And, it's strong, like, what's her name? Jennifer Hudson had the same problem, you know?
Yeah.
But she's a lead singer, man. She's a lead singer, you know? She's born to be a lead singer, man, to stand out, you know, to stand out. And sometimes, you know, you note have to be, you know, you have to, when you're harmony, you have to be, you know, you have to be, sound like one. And sometimes the voice sticks out a little bit. But I learned how to correct that problem, you know. But I'm happy that I could do it. I'm overwhelmed. I love the interview. I'm overwhelmed by it. I appreciate you having me on the show. And I hope people, they like it. And, if by the grace of God, if we live to see tomorrow, you know, we're going to keep striving to reach for the next level.
Well, you know, I'm super excited that I know that you are available today because especially with the fact knowing that you have a lot of upcoming things happening. So my next question before I close is going to be if you could share with my audience. and what's new with you? Well, why don't we start with what's next? Because I know you got some next things.
I'm always laughing to keep them crying, you know. Well, what's new with me? Like I said, hopefully I'll be in Boston pretty soon. I got, after I'm done talking to you, I'm going to call Tony up. Wilson, who's out of Chicago, what a great James Brown passed the torch to Tony Wilson from out of Chicago. What a great singer and dancer like James Brown, man. I mean, he has his own style, but he, the way he emulates James, man, is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal artist, and he does with Ronnie Isley, travels a little. I'm looking forward to hopefully April 8th with him. I'm not sure yet. Calling about the confirmation, and then I'm looking forward to the live band coming soon here in East Providence, also coming to you in Boston in October with the live band at Prince Hall, and some other things in Boston with the live band. So I'm looking forward to that. To me, is I'm excited to come back in Boston and to really to show the people what I'm doing, you know, to show the people that Chop Center is still out there after all these years, you know.
Yes. So are you performing somewhere tonight and tomorrow, I believe?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Tonight we're going to be, I'm going to be with the group, it's a track group out of Providence called 39 West tonight in Providence. Oh, it's actually in Cranston, Rhode Island. We're doing the thing where all the founders of the group get together, me, Ronnie Campagnone and Danny Turok, are called Tribeca. We've been together 13 years. And also tomorrow I'll be doing the solo thing in Minnesota Spring Avenue tomorrow in Providence, doing Chops Turner's thing. So, you know, I have to be able to go everywhere I can, you know, to sustain a living, you know, and to entertain the people. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm excited. I'm up here now. I'm talking to you, getting my songs together, and getting ready for tomorrow. So I look at every show as important. The one's not important than the next. All of them are important. That way, when you're out there, man, you never slack. You know, an old wise man told me this last day. He said, you know, Chops, stay ready. You won't have to get ready. I said, wow, I like that.
Great advice. So do you have an address on where you're going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be in tonight we're going to be at 39 West in Cranston, Rhode Island. I don't know really the address off the hook, but it's called 39 West in Cranston. They can go on Facebook and see it, or on Instagram they can see it, you know, tonight and tomorrow at Middle Spring Avenue, a place called Genesis Bar and Grill tomorrow what's it, 7 to 9. Oh, 7 to 10.
Great. That's great. Yeah. Now, I know you're busy, so I'm prepping for your upcoming shows. So I'm just going to ask in closing if you could share with my audience, how would we get in contact with you?
Well, you can call me Val. You can call me on you can reach me on Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm always on there because I got to promote my stuff myself. publicize myself and keep myself in the mix of things, in the loop, as they say. They can contact with my number, you know, my phone number or my email.
So did you want to share your phone number, or do you want to share with us an email address?
Oh, I can give my phone number, my both of them, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The phone number is it's a Rhode Island phone number, but I live in Mass. It's 401-603-7927. 401-603-7927. My email is chopsturner@ymail.com. The letter Y, mail.com. chopsturner@ymail.com.
All right, Chop, so we can also find you on your Facebook page. It's a public page?
Yes, it's public. Everything's public. Oh, yeah, Instagram, too.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll let you get started getting yourself together for performances. And I just want to thank you for taking time to be with us on this Saturday afternoon, And it's a phenomenal day. You're a phenomenal guest, and I am super excited for all the things that are happening in your life, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Well, thank you, and thank you, Mom, and the family. Give my regards to the family, and tell them I said God bless. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we appreciate you. Be safe. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.